This is Lisa with MiracleOfDeliverance.com, and this is number 10 on the series of post-deliverance living. Number 10 is to praise the Lord. You need to learn how to thank Him for all He has done. It will be easy later on to forget what it was like to be in bondage, so you need to write down what He's doing for you and visit that and praise Him. In Exodus, when the Israelites came out of Egypt, they quickly forgot about the abuse they had received, and they began to long for the onions and the leeks. It's not unheard of for someone to come out of bondage, and then suddenly they think, oh man, I had it better before I was set free. That is not the truth. That's one of those lies. It was not a pleasant place to go. This is a mirage. There's nothing to go back to. You need to stand your ground and take your inheritance in faith. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. If you go back, there is a yoke. There is an oppression, a depression. There is no life in it. So make sure you're in the Word, you're praying, you're surrounded with believers, and that you're standing fast in this freedom that the Lord has given to you. Exodus 15:2 reads, the Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. How do you enter into the presence of the Lord? But by praise and thanksgiving. Thank Him for what He's done, and live a life of thankfulness. If you ever begin complaining, know that that is a measure that you are lacking in the praise area. So praise the Lord. Next, we're going to talk about just some tidbits of wisdom that I want to make sure that you have in your toolbox arsenal to help you walk out a victorious life of freedom.